Shuis Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shuis Bavli, Daf Lamed Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Tavad Amad Aleph at the Mishnah. Shuis HaPikadoin, Ketad. Amaloi, tenli pikadon shesh to biyadcha, Shuis Shein lecha biyadi, O shamaloi ein lecha biyadi, Mashbiacha ani ba'am amein, how is Echaev? How is Shuis HaPikadoin? Shimon told Levi, give to me the deposit that you're holding for me, and Levi swore, you do not have a deposit with me. Or Shimon imposed this oath on him, and he answered, Amen. If Levi was lying, he's liable. Hishpia alav chamisha pa'amim, ben bifnei beistin, ben shulo bifnei beistin, v'kofar chayav akol achas v'achas. If he imposed the oath on him 5 times, whether in front of beistin or not in front of beistin, and Levi denied the deposit, he's liable for each oath. Amar Reb Shimon, ma hatam miteishu yachol la'achzor la'hidais. Reb Shimon says, what is the reason? It's because each time he could have admitted. And the Gemara says, Nefesh, Nefesh, Ma'akam Mepi'atzmai, Aflalom Mepi'atzmai, Ma'alom Mepi'achirim, Afkan Mepi'achirim. The Gemara brings, it says here in Shuas HaPikadon, Nefesh, and it says about Shuas Eidus, also the word Nefesh. It's like here one who swore himself is liable, also here one who swore himself. It's like there one who is Mushba through others is liable, also there through others. Reb Meir Dorish, Gzei Yoshava, B'mokim Shebasa, Ma Mepiyatz Moshneim Akan, Chutz Lebeistin, Af Mepiyatz Moshneim Alalon, Chutz Lebeistin. Reb Meir expounds Gzei Yoshava from the source, which is again the concept of Don Mino Mino, just like by himself here is even outside of Beistin, also by himself there is even outside Beistin. V'abonon Dashi Gzei Yoshava, Ko'om Obo, Ma Mepiyachirim Shneim Alalon, Bebeistin, Af Mepiyachirim Shneim Alalon, Kan chutz lebeisin, I should say. Rabban expound like Gzeir Shavah onto the matter in which it is said, what is learned, and that's again called Don Mina Roki Ba'asra. Just like through others said there is only in Beistin, like the law of Shuas Eidus, also through others here is even outside of Beistin, like the law of Shuas HaPikadon. Rabbi Yirmiyah boy Korv Rabbi Achirim b'Shuas HaPikadon Ma'u Sheipata. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked a relative Mushba through others for Shuas HaPikadon, is he exempt because the source for through others is from Shuas HaEidus, which does not apply to relatives? Nishmanim and Azor, however, lo yilamdu mipi achirim b'Shuas HaPikadon, ela b'Shuas HaEidus, malalon koivim peturim, afkan koivim peturim. We answer that we learn from the following. Since we learn through others in Shuas HaPikadon only from Shuas HaEidus, just like there, relatives are exempt, also here, relatives are exempt. Amav yosi koivim shekan lemeidim merachikim shelalon. And Ubesi objects and says, can we learn relatives here from strangers there? Only strangers can be witnesses, but even relatives can be shomrim. There's no reason to distinguish relatives from strangers for Shuas HaPikadon, all are liable even to others. Rav Yudan, Kibbutzke, Boi, Hishpia, Alav, Chamisha, Pa'amim, Mipi Achirim, Shisei Babayis, Bebitin, Klum Hu Chayev, Al Kulam, Ela Achas. Rav Yudan, Kibbutzke asked, if one was Mushpa, Shuas HaPikadon, to others 5 times in Beistin, is he liable only once according to Rabbi Meir? Amar Rabbi Yosi v'lav masnisihi, Amar Rabbi Shimon u'ma atam mifnei sheyicholin la'chzor la'hidois v'kan hoyel, I should say, hoyel v'kan hoyel v'yicholin la'chzor la'hidois chayev ma'kol achas v'achas. Rabbi Yosi answered that a mission teaches us. Rabbi Shimon says, what is the reason why is he liable, why he's liable for each shuas of the garden? It's because he can retract and admit. Here, since they can retract and admit to owing, they are liable for each. Rabbi Yirmiyah boy, you should say, Hishpiyu mipi achirim, ma'achad u'meir, ovid mipi achirim, kebeistin, ma'u shikvenu la'korban, v'loi tviyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, if one was mushpat through others, since u'meir makes swearing through others liable like in Beistin, does it fix it for korban and obligate for the first time without a claim? Yeh b'kahadar, Ma ad bab achreinu shuah she'ena anu yoidu necha edus. You should say yechal yehu chayavim tamalim v'shama kol ala. Es ad sheshemeya kol yotzu elu she'en shemim kol ma she'en kein b'shuah sapigadon. We learn from the following b'risa. Why do you pursue us? We swear that we don't know testimony for you. Well, I might have thought that they're liable. It says v'shama kol ala, one who hears a voice requests to testify, meaning this excludes these who do not hear a voice. This is unlike Shuas HaPikadon, there one's liable even without a claim. Rabbi Achirim, the Kakois, Moshe Potter, Rabbi Achirim, Moshe Chayev, Oshem, the Kesef Shkolim. And we ask if one was Mushba, Shuas of the Kodim, to others about land, is he exempt? If he was Mushba to others, is he liable? And Oshem for two, Slaim. I think one does not answer these questions. We come now to the next Mishnah. Hayu Chamisha, Tovim Oisai, Va'amulai, Tein Lanu, Pikodin, Shiesh Lanu, Biyadcha, Shur Shein Lachem, Biyadi, Ein Chayev, Elachas. Mishnah says, if five partners claimed a deposit from Levi and said, give to us our deposit in your hands, and he swore, you don't have a deposit with me, he is liable only once. Shur she'ein lecha, biyadi, lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha, chayev akol achas v'achas. If he swore, you don't have a deposit by me, not you, and not you, and not you, then he is liable for each one. The Blezer ime ad sheyeme shur v'achoyne. The Blezer says, he is liable for each, only if he said shur at the end. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Achiyemer, Shua, Lachalachad Ve'echad. Rabbi Shimon says he's liable for each, only if he said Shua to each. Yochol Af, B'Shua Sabikodin, Asa, Amushba, Kanishba. The Gemara suggests that perhaps in Shua Sabikodin, we don't make a Mushba like one who swears himself. Amav Loza, Leiskan, Ela Af, B'Shua Sabikodin, Nase, Amushba, Kanishba. Rabbi Loza says it's not so, rather, even for Shua Sabikodin, a Mushba is like one who swears himself. Amav Yochanan di Rabbi Loza, Behu, Shehizke, Shua, Tchila, Vesef. Rabbi Yochanan says that in our Mishnah, Rabbi Loza said that he is liable for each one only if he said Shua at the end. Rabbi Loza means that he says Shua at the beginning and the end. Divrei Chachamim, Hizke, Shua, Tchila, Vlehizke, Vesef, or Hizke, Vesef, Vlehizke, Tchila. Chachamim hold that he brings for each, even if he said Shua at the beginning but not at the end, or at the end but not at the beginning. We should say now, Hizke v'seif v'le Hizke t'chila, adatn rabbonon, maybe korban, al kolachas v'achas, adatn duvloza, maybe korban echad. If he said shur at the end but not the beginning, according to a chachom, he brings a korban for each one, according to a blezer, he brings one korban. Hizke shur t'chila v'seif, adatn rabbonon, maybe shnei korbonos, al kolachas v'echad, adatn duvloza, maybe korban echad, we should say, al kolachas v'achas. If he said shur at the beginning and the end, according to Chachamim, he brings two korbanos for each one. According to Blezer, he brings one korban for each one. Hizke shur b'tchila v'li hizke b'soif, mashitocho b'shur aleim soim. If he said shur at the beginning but not at the end, does it take effect on those in the middle? We know that Blezer obligates only once. We ask whether the shur applies to each or if it's only on the first, so if the first was oines, he would be exempt. Yisachami lehizke shur t'chila b'soif, Shema Hizke b'emsa'im v'teima chala v'achein chala. The Gemara answers, we'll see, if he said Shur at the beginning and the end, Rav says that he brings a korban for each. Did he mention Shur about each one to say that it took effect? How did it take effect? Rather, the first Shur applies to all, and the latter Shur obligates a separate korban for each. Rav Yudan Kaputke by Shur chitim v'sa'im v'kuthmim einach abiyadi mahu k'misha Hizke Shur t'chele v'sa'ish. Rav Yudan Kaputke asked that if he said Shur, wheat, barley, and spelt that I don't owe to you. What's the law? Is he like one who mentioned Shur at the beginning and the end? Normally one says Shur, I do not owe, and then lists the details. He changed the order to make a Shur on each. I do not owe to you at the end is like a closing mention of Shur. Shur miskayemes enu chayv la'achas. Or since through this Shur and this I do not owe, the shur is sustained, he needs to say both, so there's nothing extra, and he said, and he's liable only once. Ena chaviyadi chitun asayim akusmin shur, kemi shehizke shur tchila vesef. Umar says, if he said, I do not owe to you wheat, barley, and spelt, shur, is it like one who mentioned shur at the beginning and the end? Me'achash alidei zeh, alidei zeh, shur miskayemeth, enu chayv la'achas. Well, since through this, which is shur, and this, I do not owe, the shur is sustained, you need to say both, so there's nothing extra, and he's liable only once. In the shur spitu kein, shur shloi eichel, shur adait into abonah, maybe korban, alkolachas v'achas, adait to ribeloza, maybe echel alakol. The Gemara suggested, is shur spitu like this? Shur that I will not eat, that I will not eat. Shur, according to abonah, he brings a korban for each one, according to ribeloza, he brings one for all of them. And the Gemara rejects that. Even Rav Leza agrees that he's like one who makes himself zealous about the Isurim, because he adds a chiyuv every time he says, I will not eat. Shua shleyachalti shua al daiten drabonon, maybe shne kovonas, a kolachas va'achas, adat zublaza, maybe echad, v'cholechad v'echad. And the Gemara comments that Shua's bitui in the past is like this. Shua that I did not eat, Shua, according to Rabbanon, he brings two kabonas for each time he said, I did not eat, and according to Blaza, he brings one for each. V'yabo v'yom yaboy, omar Shua chitim v'chitim einach aviyadi mahu. The Gemara, so quoting Rabbi Yirmiyah, said that if he said, Shvua, wheat and wheat I do not owe to you, what's the law? Yishmini menador, lo mimah complaini, lo mimah complaini, chayev. The Gemara answers from a Braitha, if he swore, I don't have of yours in place Pliny and in place Almoni, he's liable for each, even if they are the same species. Also here, he's liable for each. Am of Yosi, Mekoymus Halber, Osu Oysam, Beminim Halber, Ilama Ma'isam Mokim, Vele Ma'isam Mokim Yos. Rabbi Yosi rejects that, perhaps Chachomim made many places like many species, had the Braitha said, not in that place, not in that same place, properly, we could learn from it. Rabbi Chagai, boy, asor shuris enech abiyadi mahu. Rabbi Chagai asked, if he said, 10 shuris I do not owe to you, what's the law? Rabbi Yosi, boy, shur enech abiyadi mahu. And Rabbi Yosi asked, if he said, shur I do not owe to you, what's the law? And Rabbi Yosi, nishminim al-ador, shur shle eichel kikazu, shur shle eichlena, va'ochla chayv achas. Rabbi Yosi answers that we learn from a Mishnah. If one said, sure that I will not eat this loaf, sure that I will not eat it, and he ate it, he's liable once. Upneshe hivke zu, hale hivke zu, chai b'cholachas v'achas. We can infer this because he mentioned this. Had he not mentioned this, he would be liable for each one. Here he didn't mention this, so he's liable for each one. Af, b'shua spitukein, shua eichel nevelep, upas chitim, upas sa'oirim, upas kusmin, me'ach shupotu al nevelep, potu lashal. Rav Shimon said if he didn't mention Shua regarding each species, it is all one Shua. Also, Shua's bitter is like this. Shua that I will eat nevela, wheat bread, and barley bread, and spelt bread. Since he's exempt for the nevela, he's exempt for the rest, since it's one Shua.